simple and clear and super important for him to know. People rarely speak this clearly in the workforce or in life. And as you get more senior, not only will people speak less clearly to you, but they'll overreact to small things you say. When I joined Facebook, one of the things I had to do was build a business side of the company, put some systems into place, but I wanted to do it without destroying the culture that made Facebook great. And so one of the things I tried to do was encourage people not to do formal PowerPoint presentations for meetings with me. And I would say things like, don't do PowerPoint presentations for meetings with me. Why don't you come in with a list of what you want to discuss? But everyone ignored me, and they kept doing their PowerPoint presentations, meeting after meeting, month after month. So about 2 years in, I said, okay, I hate rules, but I have a rule. No more PowerPoint in my meetings, and I mean it, no more. So about a month later, I went out and I was about to speak to our global sales team on a big stage, and someone came up to me and said, before you get on that stage, you really should know everyone's pretty upset about the no PowerPoint with clients thing. And I said, what no PowerPoint with clients thing? They said, you know, you made a rule, no PowerPoint. So I got on the stage and said, one, I meant no PowerPoint with me, but two, more importantly, next time you hear something that's really stupid, don't adhere to it. Fight it or ignore it, even if you think it's coming from me or Mark. A good leader recognizes that most people won't feel comfortable challenging authority, so it falls upon authority to encourage them to question. It's